Opinion. Technical difficulties. Okay, there we go. Well, okay. That would be headphones. That's okay. Looks like it's going over the broadcast. Let's see. Testing. Sorry about the technical difficulties, folks. There we go. Sorry about that. Actually, it was DJ error. I had the wrong button pushed. All right, so today it's going to be a bunch of opinion.
Opinion.
The I've been listening to the news for weeks now. I've been playing the Pilk lectures, which you can get those on YouTube. They have a Facebook channel, but you can get those on YouTube now. So I played the most positive ones. There's some depressing stuff on there too. Because it is kind of depressing, the fires that are going on. So I have a few observations of some critique of what I call state-sponsored or State Department Radio, which is NPR, is also known as State Department Radio, which, you know, you want to know what the State Department is up to. So I'm going to try and put some things into perspective, and it's all generalization, a lot of generalization, so please research this stuff on your own. Don't take my word for it. Shouldn't really take anybody's word for it.
Opinion.
So that's coming up here on KEPW LP 97.3 FM, Eugene Peaceworks Independent Community Radio. Also streaming online at KEPW.org. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends, support independent media. in all its forms. Light is on for the queuing. Sorry about that. Sorry, the technical difficulties here. Okay, so first of all, the economy. And again, this is my own armchair economist observation.
Opinion.
And so I'm gonna. This is not for. Investment advice. The opinions on the show are not that of anyone else except me. All right, so interest rates and inflation. Getting information. They don't know. Economists supposedly don't know what's going on with the economy. And I got to say, Richard Wolff, our show with Richard Wolff. If you this guy really knows his stuff. Although he won't tell you much about the war economy. And so that's what I'm talking about today is what I'm not hearing is, you know, after every war, there's a recession because you have to pay for the war and the elite usually make the middle class pay for the war because the lower classes don't really have the money anyway to pay for it. It's not a slight on the lower classes, but they tend to. And so what's going on is... what I think you're going to see is, first of all, they're not reporting the inflation numbers properly. I mean, I'm paying twice as much as I did 6 years ago when I go to the grocery store. I'm paying at least twice as much for things. So, and oil prices, I don't think are going to stay down because, first of all, we want oil prices to go up because we need to get off oil. But as we get off oil, they're going to slow production of oil and the price of oil will go up. So this is what happened. I lived through this as a kid. This is what happened during the Nixon administration, is we were paying for the Vietnam War, and Nixon put in wage and price controls because we had runaway inflation. And what they don't tell you is that it's caused by war, depending on what economists you listen to, you have to pay for, and again, research this stuff yourself, you have to pay for the war. So I think that's what we're going to see now, is they're not going to be able to cut inflation, and they're going to raise interest rates. And also... I'm a big researcher of the Federal Reserve. And again, just an armchair economist, don't have a degree in economics or anything like that, although economics is kind of is not really a science. So the reason they raise interest rates, they tell you, think about this now, how would raising the price, everyone understands the law of supply and demand, that when there's a bigger supply of something, the price goes down. How can raising the price of something... lower prices. This is what the Federal Reserve does, is they raise the price of money by raising interest rates, and that is supposed to curb inflation, which it has never been proven to work. I think I can safely say, and if you want to read, suggest you read William Grider, Secrets of the Temple is a good primer on this. The Creature from Jekyll Island is more of a conspiracy type thing, but it's actually more of a conservative side of the Federal Reserve. And it's interesting, liberals tend to stay away from the federal. I don't hear much from liberals other than now they're starting to talk about, because they want to just destroy the system completely, so they don't tend to research this stuff. But, you know, it's a way of understanding how corrupt and screwed up the system is. You want to study the Federal Reserve. So the reason they raise interest rates is because people want to do what's known as parking their money. The wealthy want to do what's known as parking their money. They want to be able to put their money in a bank somewhere with no risk and earn a high interest rate above inflation. This is the real reason they raise the interest rates. So what I've come up with an analogy. I've been thinking about this all week, and again, this is my own thing. This is very imperfect analogy. Please research this stuff yourself. But now think about it. In World War II, in World War I, rather, after World War I, you've all heard this from high school history, that the Germans had to take baskets of money to buy a loaf of bread because because of inflation, of runaway inflation. And it's because the German economy, they were forced to pay for World War I, especially the French and the Europeans forced them to pay for World War I, and this is what caused runaway inflation. So the analogy that I've come up with is, you know, if they took the money right now and burned it, it might stop inflation. But that isn't what happens. What happens is the money, when they're creating money, the money goes to produce bombs. And so what you're losing is your production value of the bomb. You're not just losing money. You're losing the production value when all you are doing is blowing it up. Instead of investing in roads and in schools and even giving it to a welfare mother to go buy beer and cigarettes would be better than just blowing it up as a bomb. And what this does is this is how the wealthy extract money from the economy, is the money goes to a small group of people that own defense contractors, like Dick Cheney, for instance, owns Halliburton. I believe I didn't look this up. I'm sure he owns preferred shares in Halliburton, or once did, or whatever. These are preferred shares. These are not only the most valuable shares, they're paid off first, is why they're called preferred, but they're also the most valuable shares, and this is who the owners of these companies, that's how they rake in their money. And so this money is from blowing up bombs, goes directly there instead of being spread out at the bottom where it would do the most good. So this is what I think you're going to see, is you're going to see runaway inflation again, just like in the Nixon administration, although we have a Democratic president. So, yeah. I think you're going to see some serious inflationary stuff. And again, this is how the wealthy extract money from the economy. Because the money goes into war, and now the war, you know, the war in Afghanistan has ended. And just as an aside, you know, they keep reporting this George Bush originally went into Afghanistan to protect women. And of course women should be protected, but nothing exploits women and children like war. You don't go to war to protect women and children. It's like that's not a thing. So, all right. So, and by the way, if anybody wants to call in too, the number here is 541-359-0777 to call in. Tell me I'm crazy. 541-359-0777. 541-359-0777. I'll put you on the air. Although we'll see. The board seems to be working. I don't know why this mic is so low today. That is not my fault. But let's see here. Yeah, that's all up all the way. All right, so the reason you're seeing inflation and what they're not reporting to you, the reason you're seeing inflation is not because of they're saying it's because the manufacturers just stopped manufacturing during the COVID thing and that prices are going to go up. No. That is part of it, and there's a lot of other things going on, of course, that cause inflation, but the real reason, and they're going to use this as an excuse to raise interest rates and putting more of a burden on, because what happens now is, and that's what I'm trying to say, is that's how they extract money from the economy, is the elite don't want to pay for the war. So this is how they end up raising the interest rates, and then they loan that money out to us at that higher interest rate. So that's really what causes money, the price of money, to go up. And that is what causes inflation, is when they raise the interest rates to compensate themselves for the money, for the government spending that is going on, that they need to print money to do government spending. And the government spending, again, would, just like the GI Bill, that you saw a robust economy in the 50s because of the GI Bill, because they put money in the bottom. And instead, what they're going to do is raise interest rates, and then there's the financial class, there's the rentier class that we're seeing a lot of. You're going to see, because of all the foreclosures and because of all the, and of course you should have rent. People should be relieved of their rent during a. That should be another government program. That's where the money should go, is to people to pay their rent. But when you see small landowners get lose their property and the corporations will buy them up. That's the other thing is that's the rentier class, and that will then they make money off of rents, and they raise the rents 10% a year for their shareholders to see a return on their investment. And then you have the financial class. That is going to, that the interest rates will go up, and then they will loan us money to fix all the, and they're going to loan us this money to fix all the problems with, you know, don't worry, the world is not going to end. They're just going to charge all of us and decimate and further separate the classes. There'll be further and further classes of richer and richer people and more poorer people, because they're going to use this money to decimate the middle class. They're going to loan all this money out and to repair all the damages from the fires and from global warming. So that's my prediction. Again.
Opinion.
All right, so, and if you want to call in, 541-359-0777. Let's see, where I had all this queued up. Okay, so listen to some tunes here for a minute, and I'll be back with a couple more rant. Some more ranting. Let's see. And then what I have in the future here is I'm going to play you some King Crimson. Because what I'm hoping to do is get an interview on Discipline Global Mobile. Is a way that musicians, it's a record company by King Crimson, Robert Fripp, and David Singleton, who they pay the artist much more money, much more royalties, and help them promote their music and art. So. I'm hoping in a few weeks to have an interview for that for you. But in the meantime, listen to this, and then I've got some more economic and news rant for you. KPW LP 97.3 FM, Eugene Peace Works Community Radio, also streaming on kpw.org. Yes, the elite. They make easy money. Okay, and don't despair, because as the discrepancy between rich and poor gets more and more, there'll be more and more of a revolution. Not telling you to go out and revolt. Not saying that. But, in fact, in my opinion... the mutual aid societies and especially the Neighborhood Anarchist Collective, you want to support those organizations because they're going to be your salvation as they displace, as multinational corporations displace you and destroy the environment. Okay, so let me get this going here in the background. All right, so the other news that is not being reported properly is China. China is, the issue with China is globalization, okay? They have outsourced our jobs, corporations have outsourced our jobs to China. This is the problem with China. It's not, and of course they have human rights violations. Because that's what fascists do, okay? But the, and again, and this is another example of Haiti and Cuba that I'm going to talk about. I don't have much on Haiti, but these are all, we support, yes, they have human rights violations. Yes, they have dictators, but we support the fascists. We've done this for years, at least since World War II. We've done it for literally 100 years. We've supported the fascists in these countries to stop what socialism, which is really a term for labor and environmental rights, is what the elite calls socialism. Okay, so China is the same thing. Yes, they're fascists, but the solution is not more fascism. The solution is for all China too is human rights and human relief. And social welfare, and however you want to do it, with socialism, or if you can do it with capitalism, although that hasn't seemed to prove to work. But yeah, you give relief to people. That's the way to earn their loyalty. Okay, so China has most favored nation status. Why do they have most favored nation status, economic status, if they have such bad human rights? All right, so, and one other thing is the virus origin. Don't worry, I'm going to start this over. The virus origin story, too, they, you know, they spent all this money, the both Trump and Biden are into the origin of the virus. Well, who cares if it was originated in a lab? They still, to get it into the lab, what they did was they went into the rainforest or whatever forest they have in China. They went into the wilderness area and grabbed some bat guano and brought it back to the lab. So it is our encroachment into wilderness, wild areas that is the cause of these viruses. And the more we go into these wild areas instead of leaving nature alone and staying in the cities, this is a sustainability concept, staying into the cities and having some open wild areas left in the world, as long as we keep going into those areas for extraction, you're gonna see these viruses. And by the way, if you want to understand, again, back to what I was saying about the money, the interest rates, it's an extractive economy that the elites are extracting money from the economy. That's what's causing inflation. So they're always extracting stuff. Okay, so yeah, I've got some stuff. Let me play you a tune here, and then I'm going to go into Cuba. I reported on the Cuban Five when it first came out for when I was with a volunteer with KPFK, in Los Angeles. Not saying I'm again, not an expert.
Opinion.
But I was one of the first ones to report on that story on the Cuban Five because... What happened was we get from the National Lawyers Guild sent us a story over our over the fax machine back then. It was in the early 2000s. The National Lawyers Guild sent this story about the Cuban Five. So that and that's a microcosm example of how we encourage fascism in other countries to make sure they don't have any labor or environmental rights. Okay? Again.
Opinion.
Please don't take my word for it. I'm doing some gross generalizations. And if you want to call in, 541-359-0777. 541-359-0777. I'll put you on the air. All right. So in the meantime, listen to this. Only available here on... KEPW, LP 97.3 FM, Eugene Peace Works. What happened here? Only available here on KEPW, LP 97.3 FM, Eugene Peace Works, Independent Community Radio. Sorry about all the... glitches today. I don't know what. I haven't been in the studio in a while. That's my excuse, and you're stuck with it.
Opinion.
Okay, I had to get that out of my system, just like I had to get these news stories out of my system, too. Okay, so yeah, the news has been, they're not reporting the news right, as usual. All right, so the Cuban exiles are demonstrating in Cuba because of human rights violations in Cuba, which, of course, there are human rights violations in Cuba. They're caused by the embargo that we have on Cuba, and I was surprised that Biden didn't lift the embargo like Obama did. And I suspect it's because he's made deals to get in office. He made deals with the devil, and this is what they do. And we'll see what they're going to do with Cuba, but they should definitely lift the embargo and sanctions on Cuba. So the Cuban exiles, and you can look this up. This is basic stuff. I mean, I can't believe the CIA is still trying to pull this stuff off. But this is a classic CIA operation, and it probably is in Haiti, too. I don't know that much about the Haiti thing. But, you know, it's colonialism in Haiti. I can tell you that for a fact, that it is multinational colonialism that is the problem in Haiti. So in Cuba, the Cuban Five were arrested. And this is the Wikipedia, so please research this stuff yourself. You know, this is...
Opinion.
Please research this stuff yourself. I'm doing a gross generalization here in the interest of time because I'm just saying that the news is not being reported. And you want to look up, Don DeBar, if you want the alternative news, Don DeBar, Dennis Bernstein, these guys. My stuff is uploaded on radioforall.net, has a lot of great stuff on there if you want. And then please form your own opinion. Use your own brain. But seek out diverse information and then form your own opinion. So the Cuban Five are five Cuban intelligence officers who were arrested in September 1998 and later convicted in Miami of conspiracy to commit espionage, conspiracy to commit murder, acting as an agent of a foreign government, and other illegal activities in the United States. The five were in the United States to observe and infiltrate the Cuban-American groups Alpha 66, the F-4 Commandos, the Cuban-American National Foundation, and the Brothers to the Rescue. All right, the Cuban government acknowledged that the five were intelligence agents in 2001 after denying it for 3 years. It said they were spying on Miami's Cuban exile community, not the U.S. government. Cuba says that the men were sent to South Florida in the wake of several terrorist bombings in Havana organized by anti-government terrorists. Luis Posada Carrillo, a former Central Intelligence operative. So what the Cuban Five were doing was the Cuban nationals, representatives of the Cuban nationals, were going down and bombing Cuba. Okay, this is and this is the people that are demonstrating in Florida right now. Some of them, and again, research this stuff yourself, some of them were going down to Cuba and blowing them up because the Cuban exile community, it's a fact, came mostly from the elite when Castro threw out Batista, I believe it's Batista down in Cuba, that because Cuba and the mafia were running, you know, brothels and United Fruit was exploiting labor down there. So Castro nationalized stuff and threw them out. And they were the ones that owned all these businesses in Cuba. And again, research this stuff yourself. I'm grossly generalizing it, okay? But these are the people that are demonstrating and about human rights in Cuba when they're the ones that were exploiting people in the first place. And their ancestors were exploiting people in the first place. So this is just my hair. I mean, I'm just going berserk listening to these stories, okay? So, yeah. All right, so again, the Cuba sent these guys up here to infiltrate these groups that were blowing up, that were doing violent stuff. And they were, you know, these Cubans were rummaging through their offices and trying to find out information on them to try to stop them from doing terrorism on Cuba. Representatives from the Cuban exile community. Okay? And then, you know, if you want to get into the Kennedy assassination, too, they were involved. They're linked to that. So please research all this stuff yourself. All right. I'm going to probably do this again a little bit more of something like this next week. If you want to call in next week, 541-359-0777. Tell me I'm full of donkey dust. What else? Yeah. And so these are examples, again, and this is what we do this all over the world. And it's not the United States. It's not the U.S. It's not you. It's not American people. It's multinational corporations. They are the enemy. You know, that's what you're going to hear on this show is the true enemy. It's the show's about state-sponsored corporatism, and the true enemy is corporations sponsored by the state. And the solution, I think, is mutual aid societies, namely the Neighborhood Anarchist Collective here in Eugene, for one thing, among other mutual aid and Food Not Bombs. And I'm going to play you, in a couple weeks, I'll play you my the interview I did with Keith McHenry from Food Not Bombs. And again, I'm trying to get an interview about Discipline Global Mobile. You want to support this company. I'm not, I can't endorse, this is not an endorsement. I'm just saying this is someone that, they have a business model that works with artists to pay artists what they deserve instead of extracting money from artists from their art. Okay, thanks for listening. Tell your friends. KPW LP 97.3 FM, Eugene Peaceworks Independent Community Radio. Here's one more tune for you.
With quill and silver knife, she carved a poison pen, wrote to her lover's wife, "Your husband's seed has fed my if a leper's face that tainted letter grace, the wife with choke stone throat ran to the day with tear blind.
Take my leave of mortal flesh.